Right, so we are on Vav Amud Aleph, all the way to the top of the page. Let's just remind ourselves where we are. We began a conversation about the question of Yadayin Mochichos, Havin Yadayin or Ein Yadayin, right? When a person makes a neder somewhat shorthanded, right? Doesn't say the information totally full. And he says it in a way, he or she says it in a way that is not entirely, entirely clear or totally explicit, right? But there's some level of detail that's, many would argue is enough to know what he means. Is that enough? Or no, do you need to be mochicho? So they need to be really, really explicit in order to count, for the neder to be chal and to count as a rear neder. So we know there's a machlokas between Abai and Rava about this question. Gemara tried to say, well, maybe Abai and Rava are just arguing about the same machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan themselves argue about, which in the specific case that the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda argue about was the case of Gufal Shel Get, right? The case of a get, where if he writes in the get, Harei Amuteras Lachol Adam, is that enough? Or does he have to also say, Vidin Dehavilechi, Vinay Sefer Tiruchim, Vigar Peturin, Vigar Shukin, to be totally, totally explicit. So the Gemara wanted to assume that Abaye Damar Kira Rabbanan and Rava Damar Kira Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That Abaye basically holds like the Rabbanan that doesn't have to be totally explicit. And the Rava says, no, it has to be very, very, you have to say exactly what you're doing. And that's why, because it's this general machlokas. So the Gemara, five lines from the bottom of Hamma Beis, describes why maybe Abaye and Rava would argue that's not true. And they don't hold exact. They don't line up exactly with Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. So let's take a look at the Gemara there for a second, just to give us a running start. So Gemara says Amar Abba Amar Lecha Abaye. Right, so we're still on Hamma Beis, five lines to the bottom. The last word on the line is Amar. Amar Lecha Abaye. Anada Amri. I feel the Rabbi Yehuda. Right. So Abaye says, no, even though I hold Yadayin She'ena Michichos Havin Yadayin, I could be lined up even with Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to get. Why? Because Ankan Loka Am Rabbi Yehuda, but Inan Yadayim Mochichos Ela Gabe Get. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that usually you don't require that Yadayim Mochichos, but only by get he requires it more explicit. Why? Dabein and Krisos Valeka. Because when it comes to get, you have to have this idea of Krisos, a total severing of the relationship. So basically, Baye says, I think that really everybody holds, right, that you don't require Yadayim Mochichos, right? But when it comes to get, so Rabbanan for sure like me, and even Rabbi Yehuda is just a chumrah by get, right? And in the other direction, but in general, who holds such a thing? Meaning everyone agrees. Yadayim she'ena mochichos havin yadayim. That's what Rabbi holds. And Rava says, ana da'amrei fila Rabbanan, meaning I'll tell you that really everybody holds Yadayim she'ena mochichos lo havin yadayim, right? That you always have to be more explicit. And what about the Rabbanan here who aren't so careful about the case of get? Right? Why are they allowing it in this case if usually you have to be explicit? No, they're only more lenient when it comes to get. Rava says why? Because when it comes to get, the guy takes the get in his hand, he goes to the dayan, he's sitting in front of the bezdin, and he has the person write a get for him, and then he takes the get and gives it to his wife, and says, who's he giving it to? Not giving it to someone else's wife, right? So you're right, generally you have to be more explicit when it comes to a neder. Yadayin she'ein mochichos ha'avin yadayin, usually. But when it comes to get, so obvious what you're doing, that's why you don't have to be more explicit, right? So the point is, at this point, the Gemara says, it's not so simple. We don't want to say that, but this Machlokas Abaye and Rava is the Machlokas of Yehuda and Rabbanan. Because Abaye and Rava would actually each say on their own that everyone, that even the Yehuda and the Rabbanan would agree with them, right? And they both have an argument as why that's true. So now the Gemara is going to attack this idea. Specifically at this point, we're going to attack Abaye. Right, so Abaye is the one who holds that Yadayin She'enu Achichos Havin Yadayin, right? That really you never need to be explicit, and that get is the only example where you have to be more explicit. It's a unique case, right? And the Gemara is now going to attack this approach of Abai, who basically holds that nobody ever requires a daim mechichos. Right? That's the point. That as long as it's generally true, generally clear, that's enough. So says the Gemara as follows. Meisavin. I'm going to quote a number of rices and doseftas which seem to go against Abai's point. So says the Gemara. Meisavin. On the second line from the top on Vav Amud Aleph. Harei hu alai, harei ze alai, aser. Bimnei shehu yad lekorban. So a person says, harei hu alai or harei ze alai, right? Referring to an animal to be brought as a korban. So that is that that creates a makes the item forbidden to him, right? Because it's a yad lekorban, because it's a again a shorthand way of saying harei ze alai, chatas or whatever. Yeah, it's a way of saying designating this animal to be a chatas, a korban something for some type of korban. In which case, now getting benefit from that animal would be mi'ila, right? Because that using items separated for the base of mikdash. So once you say harei ze alai, harei hu alai, that's enough. So Taima da Amar Alai Hu da Aser. That's only because you said the word Alai. Ava lo Amar Alai, lo. But if I don't say the word Alai, then the presumption is that it's not Aser, right? And the word Alai is not necessarily, so important. Hare ze Aser, right? Hare ze Korban or whatever would be enough. Look at the Ran all the way down. 1, 2, 3, 4. 6 lines down in the very wide lines in the Ran. First one in the line. Middle lines. There's a time basically Hareza Hu Alai, time of the Amar Alai, Hu Da Aser Valo Amar Lo, Va'af Agav, the below Alai, Vada Yad Miyahave. Right? I could have said it without the word Alai, right? Hareza Aser. The presumption is that you say the word korban, correct? Did you say that there? Because it can't just be harei hu. Because that wouldn't be enough. Yes, does that make sense?
Yeah, that's the implication.
You said harei zu korban, harei hu, ki korban, right? And just the word harei hu, that wouldn't be enough. Right? So there, you said harei hu, harei ze alai, harei ze alai korban, harei hu korban. But that makes it aser. But if I would have just said harei ze korban, Harei hu korban, so I didn't say a lie for me. That should be enough, right? But it's only if I say a lie. So it says the Gemara, to you if the Abaye. That seems to be an attack on Abaye. Because what did Abaye say? Abaye said, everybody holds. Abaye is one who doesn't want to say it. But both the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda agree that Yadayan she'ein mochichos havin Yadayan. Right? It was only the case of get that was unique. Well, if that's true, then why in this case do you have to say the word a lie? You should be able to say harei ze korban. That should be enough. Okay, so it seems to be an attack on Abaye. So Amlach Abaye, says Gemara, continues the Gemara, Amlach Abaye, Taimid da Amar Alai hu da Aser, Aval Amar Harei hu, Velo Amar Alai, Harei hu da Hefker, Harei hu da Tztaka Kamar. Meaning, the language is not actually as clear. So it can't be he said the word Korban, by the way.
Well, he didn't say it.
He just says Harei ze or Harei hu?
Well, it says Harei hu Alai, and that right, and right from that price of the Gemara deduces, right, that that's the key word.
No, correct. But what I'm saying is that if that means the guy just says, Harei Zeh.
Harei Zeh, Harei Ho, without saying a lie.
Without saying a lie. That's enough. I mean, that's enough, right? So let's just make sure we're clear about that. I mean, he didn't say the word korban.
Right.
Right, he just says, Harei Zeh.
It's implied.
No, correct. That's the implication. But I'm saying, but the words, it's definitely a yad, right? In that sense, that's a great example of shorthand, right? Because you really didn't say it. I mean, you're standing in front of a cow, and you say, Harei Zeh, Harei Hu, right? So that's definitely a shorthand, right? But the point is that, what Harei Hu what?
That's in
Korban, obviously, right? So at least in the Havamim, the Gemara is saying, in the initial point, what else is it? Of course it's a Korban, that's what it means, right? Unless I say Harei Zeh Alai, right? It's not enough. So Abaye, I thought you said, Yadayin Shei Mochichos Havin Yadayin. So Abaye says, whoa. I'll tell you why. Because if you say harei hu what? You still didn't say what it is, right? Sorry, I apologize. So, yes, that's what this means. So look, so you could mean harei hu hefker, right? Harei hu did tzedakah. Maybe I'm giving it. I'm making it ownerless, right? Or I'm giving it to tzedakah. Look at Rashi. Look at the Ran. Back in the Ran, umeshaninan is in the same line there. Right, Mishum the yad eino ba'alai, right? Meaning, what Rava says is you can't attack me on this one. That's too vague, right? That's too vague. It's so vague that he didn't even know how to ask the question, right? It's too vague, right?
Right, but to be clear, right, it's that the Gemara's kasha on Abaye is from the inference that the Gemara took from the Braisa. Meaning, Braisa has the case of where he says harei hu alai. That was very clear,
right?
But the, even in that case, he didn't say korban. But it's correct. Abaye that's korban,
right? Because but Abaye's response is it's only when I say alai that I make it clear that it is a korban. If I just say harei hu, there are other things it could be. Right. Right? It could be hefker. It could be something else.
And that's the kasha on Abaye, because we thought based on the Gemara that we read on Hey on the Bays that according to Abaye, even in that situation, everybody would agree that it's still
okay. Yeah, I'm just saying what wasn't totally clear, and this is why the Gemara is clarifying it and trying and it's going to fail on this one is, you know, anytime it's a yad she'eino mochiach, anytime it's a shorthand that isn't totally obvious, that should be enough to make it. To make it an editor, and Abaye can answer this one because it's a little too short hit.
At least partially obvious.
Yeah, it's not obvious at all. Right. Exactly. So that's what he's saying, right? So that's his point here. So that's the Ron's pointing out here. Umeshanin v'dilma hariyu hefker kamar kolomar debalo alai afilu yad shein mochiach lo havi leiser, right? Mishum the yad eno ela ba'alai, right? The amar harei ze alai. I mean, once you say it's on me, so now I get it. Now I understand. You mean you didn't say the word korban either. Right, so you say alai, now I get it. Right? That's gonna be enough. Yeah.
It's like a gray area between there's two levels. There's what's a yad and what's mochiach or not. Like those two could sometimes
Correct. Yeah. How shorthanded is too short and how long is long enough that it's obvious. Exactly. Fine. So let's go back to the Gemara. So we said Amalchai Abaye time and Amar Alai who the Aser Aba Amar Hare who velo Amar Alai Hare you the Hefker Hare you did stuck a comer. That's Rabbi's response. Okay, it's not like a Marsh respond back. Well, Vahami Pnei Shehu Yad leKorban Katani. What do you mean? The Mishnah said, the Braisa said, it's because it's a Yad for Korban, and that's the reason why it's a it's something you say Hare Ahu Alai. You didn't say the words Korban, and that was still enough. Right, so look at the Gemara's. Look at how the Ran explains this. Keep going that same Ran. Umakshinan, 1, 2, 3, 6 lines in the bottom of the page from the bottom of the page in the Ran. Umakshinan v'ham v'eshu yad lekorban katani klomar mi katani shu yad leneder. I mean, I didn't say it was a yad for any neder, right? Yad lekorban katani. I said it was a yad for a korban. I mean, it's a shorthanded for what a declaration of a korban. Okay. The korban harehu below a lie have a yad, because for a korban even without a lie would work. Shekain derech hamisnadvin lomar harehu korban v'afilu hachi dafka ba'alai shmai minad the svar the sirulei the yadayim she'emochichas lohavi nadayin. So the Gemara is saying back. The Gemara's responding is I hear you, right? I get it. If it just say harehu without anything else, right? That's not going to be enough, right? But we weren't trying to make it into a neder, a general neder. We're just trying to make it into a korban. What the Bryce is saying is that just saying hare hu alai, right, without saying the words korban, right, is itself, you know, or just saying hare hu is enough maybe to make it at least a korban, not a neder, but at least a korban. And what's the difference between making a korban, making a neder? Make it a korban, it means that you've designated to bring it as a korban. You maybe didn't make it like forbidden to yourself necessarily. We're going to talk about that in a second. Maybe it's not, you know, usher to yourself per se, but you made it you haven't taken a ned there, right? But it's at least going to be, sorry. Look, because the Ron says, Shekain derech hamis nadvin, when people make a ned there, right? Or they're giving a korban, lomar harei hu korban. Right? And they don't even say, and nevertheless, the Bryce is saying, that's only going to be true if I say the words alive. If I were to say, hare hu korban, right? Hare ze korban, the implication, at least, is that also wouldn't be enough. It's only if I say the words alive. Right? And only when I say the word alive, that makes it clear that I'm making a korban. And that's strange, right? because I shouldn't require that. I mean, the fact that the Braisa is still requiring a lai, even to designate it as a korban, so that shows that you really need a lot more to be even more explicit. So because even for a korban, it's not gonna, even just to designate it as a korban, it's not going to be enough. So Gemara says it's still a question in Abaye, because the implication is just to make it a korban, right? Without the words Allah, it's not enough. Even though I would say, I don't know, just say the word korban and should be enough. Right? How is you korban? So still problem with Abaye. So Ella Ema, time of the Amar Alai, who usher, so this is what Abaye would say back. Ella Ema, time of the Amar Alai, who usher, right? It's because you say Alai who, right? That makes it usher. Sorry, since word, say the word Alai, who usher, it makes him forbidden. V'chaveru mutter, right? But his friend can still make use of it. Ava Amar Hare who, if I just say the word Hare who, then shnehem asurim. We said this, saw this before, right? Maybe if I'm less specific, it actually can make it forbidden to everybody. When I make it specifically Alai, that makes it forbidden only to me, right? The Duma Hare who hektesh ka'amar. Because if I just say Hare who, it's not quite as, again, obvious. So maybe I'm making it hektish to everyone. But if I say Hare Alai, I might just, you know, if I just say, but if I say Hare Alai, then I'm making it specifically forbidden to myself. That's like taking a netter, making it forbidden to me. Fine. But that's what Abaye will say back. And Abaye's point then is the reason that the Mission, the Braisa goes out of its way to say, if they say the word Alai, is because otherwise you're not being specific enough. And I may not know if it's forbidden for everybody or just for me. So Alai is the way of making explicit, clear that it's us or only for myself. And so Abaye would say, so it's not true that Dayan Shei Mochichos lo having, you know, it is still true that Dayan Shei Mochichos having a Dayan. If it's really shorthand, it can still make it a certain fact. Maybe the Braisa is saying it would make it us or for everybody, but it just said Arei who, right? So therefore, Abaye says I'm still okay, and that Bryce says at least not conclusive that I'm wrong, and therefore we have to go and try another answer. Fine, okay, fine. So now the Gemara is going to try another new answer.
Hey, Rebbe,
yeah.
In terms of Alai, so that is like a special term related to Karbanos. Like
so here, well, at least Alai in this case could make it just a netter that's forbidden to him. I mean, the point at this point turns to maybe it's not a korban, but maybe I'm just making it forbidden to myself. I'm taking a nether, not to make use of that cow. Right? I can just say I you know, that I'm not going to use this watch. That's just for me. I'm saying I can't use it. You can still use it, right? But if I just designate something as a korban, then no one can use it. Right? So that's sort of the difference. Or I made it into, you know, I made it into hektish, right? So that's going to be given to the Beis HaMikdash. So that would be forbidden to everybody. Okay, so let's try again. So Meisavek. Now we're going to attack using a Tosefta. Right? And something important to know is that Braisas, right, are from the time of the Mishnah. Toseftas are leftover pieces from the times of the Gemara. So we'll see what that may make a difference here. So it says the Tosefta the following. Meisavek. Harezu chatas. Harezu asham. So he looks at a korban, an animal, and he says, this is a chatas, or this is an asham. Afa pishu chayev chatas v'asham. Lor Maklum. Even though this guy, right, who said it, he is chayav for chatas. How do you mean you're chayav for chatas? Because you violated Shabbos by accident, right? You did one of the 49 malachos, b'shogeg, you didn't know it was asar, and you did it. So what happens? So anytime you're chayav a korban chatas, fine. Or he did something else. He's chayav a korban asham, fine. And he has to bring one, right? And then he walks over to an animal and he says, "Harezu chatas, harezu asham." So even though this guy did something that makes him chayav to bring chatas and asham, the fact that he said that about the animals didn't say anything. Doesn't do anything. Okay. Harezu, and the language here is changed a little bit. On the Mesor Shashah, it's changed it to Harezu lichatasi, Harezu leashmi. Okay, so he didn't just say it's generally a chatas or generally asham, but it is for my chatas or for my asham, right? Im hayev mechuyav, devarav kayamin. Then if he is taka chayev in one of those animals, in one of those korbanos, so then it works, and that now becomes a chatas or an asham. Okay? And why? Only because he said, l'chatasi, or l'ashami. Right? What could you have argued? The guy is chayav a korban chatas, and he says, harezu chatas. So what do I think? It's a chatas. That should work. It's not explicit. It's shorthand, but it's pretty good. That should work. And the fact that it doesn't, unless I say lichatasi, shows that there's an opinion here that holds. That again, Abai was what he said. Everybody agrees. You know, have is enough. And now you see it, certainly an opinion here in this Tosef that says it's not true. Tiyuv to the Abai, it should be an attack. It should be a refutation of Abai. So Amlecha Abaye Hamani Rabbi Yehuda. No, I'll just tell you, this Tosef is following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? That's not a problem. I'll just, again, Abai wanted to say before, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan both hold like him. But so now he's changing a little bit, shifting. And he's like, okay, fine. So I'll answer you that this Tosef is really following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. I says, what? Faha Abaye Yehuda Amar, Anada Amar Fidel Rabbi Yehuda. What do you mean? You just told me before, and that's the reason why we're making this whole song a dance, that this isn't a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan both would agree with you, right? So what are you talking about? How could that be, right? What kind of answer is that? Answer Gemara, Hadar Bay. Okay, you're right. He changes his mind, and he doesn't believe that really everybody agrees with him, and that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan agree. Really, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan had this machlokes, right? And this Tosefta, which holds that. If you're not explicit, lechatasi laashami isn't enough. Only if you say explicitly lechatasi laashami, is that enough? Only in that case, when you're so explicit, that's like Rabbi Yehuda who holds idayin shem mechichos lo havin idayin. Fine, but I hold the other way. I hold that it would work. Fine. Okay. So fine. So you know, in a certain sense, you have refuted Abai. I mean, but Abai doesn't totally. You know, he basically concedes. Right, you're right. I can't keep Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan both for myself. It's not going to work. Okay. So this is Gemara Elalema Rava da Amar Rabbi Yehuda. So why don't we say that Rava, right, who holds, right, Yedaim Shein Mochichos Lo Havin Yedaim. Why don't we say that Rava holds like, who's like Rabbi Yehuda? So I'll tell you why. So Amlecha Rava. So meaning we now said that basically Abaye holds like the Rabbanan. We're good, like that part, because that's what we tried to do originally, right? Say Abai and Rava is the Machalokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, right? And we basically said, okay, no problem. Abai is like the Rabbanan. Okay, so can we line it up now and say that Rava is like the Rabbanan, right? And it's totally aligned up Machalokas, which we always like, and we feel better. The Machalokas is really not new at all. Rava, no. Ana da Amre feel the Rabbanan. No, I could still hold like the Rabbanan. How? Like we said before, Ad kan lo kam Rabbanan. No, because like I said before, says Rava, I told you before, you're right. Or maybe the Rabbanan, right, only require your Dai Mochichos specifically by get, right? The Ein Adam Megarish is Eishes Chavera, right? Because when it goes, sorry, they don't require your Dai Mochichos, they're fine, that's enough by get. Why? Because a person's not going to give a get to a woman who's not his wife, right? So I don't need to be as explicit when it comes to a get. No, but generally the Rabbanan require Yedayim Mechichos, maybe, or I could argue that at least, and therefore don't, says Rava, line me up, totally with the Rabbanan, because the Rabbanan could be that they require Yedayim Mechichos, and I do not. So therefore don't line me up with them. I'm not ready to do that. Fine. So Rava says no. So we have still been unable to line up Abai and Rava as exactly the Machlokas of Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. It's not exact, even though Abaye is happy to basically argue that he holds like, you know, that he holds like the Rabbanan. Rava is not ready to align himself exactly, you know, or Rava is ready to say, I could also hold like the Rabbanan. So it's not so, doesn't line up as cleanly as we'd like it to. Fine. Let's stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow on Vav Amud Beis.